Hey, this is Kevin Thorne from WWE, ECW, SmackDown, Raw. Apparently, you decided to listen to the WrestleMania pod, which is exactly what the market was crying out for. Another freaking podcast with some middle-aged comic and a couple of marks. Ugh, so over this shit. Where's my check?
Welcome to the show that has always supported the big dog, WrestleMania. We're going to turn off my audio here. Who is that man streaming? Son of a bitch.
Just turn down audio. What is wrong with you?
I was looking for mute. All right, welcome. That's going to be fun for the podcast people to listen to. Welcome to the show. This is WrestleMania. I'm the King of Bong Style, Brett Scott, joined to my right by Fireball Eric.
It's been half high.
And trust us, he's here. It's how the show's going on. You can see him in the top right-hand corner of your screen on the Fresh Produce cam. It's Fresh Produce.
Hello.
Your delay's way more than the phone.
So, yeah, so here's the thing. We are on a delay, so please join the chat room. Give us your comments, but keep in mind, we may not see them right away. We're on like a minute delay. So let's start with, how else can we start? Sad news. No matter what you thought of him as a performer, I feel like as a human being, you have to feel bad for anyone, not only who's losing the opportunity to do the only thing they've ever known that they've loved, but is also going to be trying to fight to stay alive.
I don't know how you like start a show like that and then still pull off a show. Like any other thing in life, like wrestling's the only, like that's the only thing that gets
I think Walmart is like that too. Fresh Brothers, if you have an employee come in and announce they have cancer, does the store stay open?
Yeah, it does.
The show goes on.
Hey, did WrestleMania Pod ever post that we're live on Twitter?
Nope, go for it. I'll do it while I'm not doing anything else. I got it.
They did hit Instagram and Facebook. So, what do you think?
Sorry, I got to do this real quick.
Oh my God, just talk into the microphone.
Beautiful.
Why do you think he's Fresh Produce?
What he's complaining about it.
So, what do you think?
What do you mean? What do I think? I mean, it's terrible. It sucks. It's just about the worst.
I'm proud of that crowd, in all reality.
For booing him?
No. So they booed him.
What, for the first 7 minutes of the promo?
They booed him when he came out.
Nah, they did kind of turn it around.
And then
they kind of did.
As soon as he said it, all that stopped.
Wrong. I watched. Apparently neither of these guys watched last night.
I watched.
Then you didn't hear the chant throughout the entire.
I honestly did not. So
there was audible what chants well into that promo.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not crazy.
Damn it, there's no one in the chat room to confirm that.
I mean, a little bit.
I'm confirming it. I watched it.
Yeah, we don't believe you.
Yeah, we really don't believe you.
I have no reason to lie to you guys.
Okay, so wait. So here's the thing. So, I mean, man.
It was
now,
not bad. It was well, not.
No, now if you go back and look at Bleacher Report, oof, they're like, Roman missing events.
All right.
What a fighting champion.
I like the one post I saw that you had that was all the championships he's won with leukemia.
Yeah. Yeah.
While
battling a life-threatening illness.
It's pretty impressive.
This is what he accomplished.
It's pretty impressive.
So we've said on the show for years, and it became more, we adopted it more to kind of be irritating.
Sure.
But I've always said Roman is one of the most, like, I know he's talented because I'm not smart enough to really decipher great talent in that business.
Sure.
But everyone that is in that business
keeps
has said,
on
is like, no, dude, like, this is the guy, like, we don't know why you people aren't giving him a chance.
Braun, he had the best interview about it. He's like, I don't know what to say, but without that feud with him, I'm probably not even a wrestler.
Well, no, that's a great point. So we had a lot of people coming out of character, and to me, the tweet of the night was the guy who stayed in character the most, and I want to say, just by judging what you know of the roster, Who do you think that I'm referring to?
Here's my problem. Did they also perform live?
I'm not going to say because I don't want to think of the entire roster.
Turn your monitor because it'll be up there.
Okay, so you can see this, right? Don't put it up yet.
It's already up.
Okay.
I don't see it still. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, leave it up. Leave it up. So who do you possibly think?
Stating character.
It's
got to be a bad guy then because you're not talking about a good guy staying in character because they don't have to stay in character to do that. So
yeah, it's a good guy move. So obviously, who was heel enough to stay heel?
Gender?
Ooh, that's a good guess, but no.
KO didn't. I saw his tweet.
Yep, that's two down. Do you want to see it?
Yeah.
Can you read that?
He will fight, he will win, he will return strong, and I will be waiting. Perfect. Joe.
Yeah.
Joe. That is very
That's
good.
That's tweet of the night.
Very
right
good.
That is, I'm not giving up too much.
No, yeah.
Now, if he wants to take it to the next level and start calling out his wife.
I was really hoping for an Elias song about
tell him
leukemia.
He's going to go night-night.
Night-night. He ain't coming back.
Did you notice what they did with Elias? We'll jump right to that.
Well, no, we don't need to jump. We don't need to jump because it was Elias and Paul Heyman. When Paul Heyman came out, I go, please. Please, Paul. Please.
He did a good enough job.
But he totally broke character, which here's my thing. He gave a Paul promo.
Yeah.
About Roman, just didn't attack Roman. My thing is, the only time that when someone dies, when all these things happen, when they do the 10 bell salutes, we've talked about this. There's only two guys who aren't on stage. The entire company comes out except Brock and Paul. They're different. They're protected. It's a different thing. So I was just kind of – actually, I wasn't home. I mean, they did everything right. I thought they really –
I mean, Brock's usually not there.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
well, correct. But, I mean, there's been
– He may go out
no,
there.
No,
we
no,
don't
no, no,
know.
No, no, no. There's been a couple times. Like, he just doesn't come out for that. He's not
because
well,
he's also
Rock
not in the building yet.
Sometimes he is.
They don't do those 10 bell salutes midway through.
Okay.
They do it at the opening. And Brock's like, I'm not segment A. All right.
He's
well, I'll
open
be
a show or two.
What am I saying?
Matter of fact, I can guarantee you that in this past year, one of those 10 bell salutes was followed by a Brock Lesnar.
Am I segment H? I'll be there at segment G.
Yeah.
Right at the end of segment G. But no, you're not back from commercial. You're after. No, I'll be there.
I'll be there before the Geico commercial.
All of my interviews start me walking down the ramp into the building. What do you think Brock would have said if he would have been there?
Nothing. I mean, he doesn't.
I don't give a fuck about your leukemia.
Yeah. Congratulations, I guess. I don't even know what that means. Wait, who said Vince is going to go after this guy, Lou?
Leukemia.
Yeah, kayfabe news.
No, you know who would have been the best for that? R-Truth. I'm out here looking for this leukemia, dog.
Jesus.
He took out my boy, Roman.
I'm going to get him.
Lou, show your... R-Truth needs to call out leukemia every week until he answers the challenge.
Until Roman comes back.
Until Roman dies.
Comes back. Until Roman comes
way
back.
That's yeah when the bit should end. When Roman comes back, Roman comes out.
They pulled off a hell
if
of a
not,
show.
If not, then he challenges him, and then we do the 10 bell salute and the kick in the dicks.
They pulled off a hell of a
does
show.
Does Brock come
after
out
that
for the 10 bell salute if it's Roman?
No.
Paul does, for sure.
Paul does. No, he doesn't. I don't think he does.
I do.
Yeah, maybe. After, I mean,
But that promo was a master class in how to cut a promo.
It was great.
Like, it was the perfect promo of, we're going to address this, but we're also going to advance Crown Jewel Live from Parts Unknown.
I don't want to skip too far ahead. We'll wait a second. Let's
just bounce, man.
Well,
yeah, because here's the thing. We don't really need to talk about Alexa Bliss' possible concussion. I mean, that's like questionable.
She's been in and off her
on
for
the
a
injury
while
report.
She hasn't been doing house shows for a while.
Well, but that's also, you notice they didn't, but they're obviously wanting to see how further along she can get because they put Alicia Fox in that spot, but they didn't mention her in the match.
Well, because I just
she
thought it was
Alexa.
I didn't know when I was watching live, I didn't know there was a concussion thing because I just figured Alicia was doing dirty work for Alexa. So it worked for me. I didn't even
I mean,
think
also,
about that.
Alicia Fox was 77 feet tall.
Yeah, I know.
In that segment.
But she's part of that group. Those three
have
been out together in segments. So it wasn't that far.
Well, hold on, because I want to get to a few other things. I also have something I need to write down and remember with. So okay, 75 wins.
There was a record-breaking women's match, an Iron Woman match, between the undeniable diamond Tessa Blanchard and I believe it's Mercedes Martinez.
Tessa Blanchard, newest member of
Wow. Wow.
Women of Wrestling.
Who runs that?
Jeannie Buss.
And who else do we know? Someone talks during that.
Stephen A. Dickey.
All our friends. All our friends.
One of the best friends of the show.
So Mercedes Martinez has been in the last couple Mae Young Classics. She helped train Shayna Baszler. So they had a war last year in the Final Four of the Mae Young Classic. And from what I saw of the match, which again was just clips and bits and pieces, it's like a developmental independent league, basically. Some of their talents go to Impact. Some go to, there's other places they go to. It's a hell of a match from what I heard, and everything was very...
Where was this at? And for what?
It's a promotion that's a developmental promotion.
So this
it's
is like
Rise.
A,
it's called
like
Rise.
A minor league baseball game.
Well, yeah, but they're not minor league talents. These
no,
two.
I understand that, but you're still like you're talking about. Okay, so it's like you're talking about Addison Russell hit a grand slam or hit for the cycle in a minor league game.
No, that's. I mean, it's not even close to right.
How? Who? How many people saw this match?
A couple thousand.
Kind of minor league for wrestling, isn't it? Even now, by this, well, no.
I mean, Cody still wrestles in front of 100 people sometimes. I'm not saying there's a couple thousand there, but I mean with pay per views and or like people watching.
Oh, it was on a pay per view.
We're not talking. You're not.
It was
not
broadcast.
Here's why your argument doesn't make sense. Addison Russell's facing a guy who's not good enough to be in the pros, right? If he's a Triple A, he's in a rehab assignment.
I just meant as far as scale.
So audience maybe, whatever. But I'm talking about these are two.
Because you can't even tell me the event that this was at.
I just said Rise Wrestling.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But what was the event?
Just they do shows. It's just one of their shows.
Oh, like a house show? Yeah, 75-minute match?
Oh, my God. No. What are you doing?
That's impressive.
I'm saying that it doesn't make sense because it's not a pitcher.
No, I'm saying, though.
Hitting for a cycle of a Triple-A pitcher. It's Mercedes Martinez
I'm moving
and
on
Tessa
to just
Blanchard.
The facts of what happened.
I'm not. There's two very talented wrestlers wrestling. That's what they did at a show where they need to headline these shows for developmental to have one match that draws people. And then they come, like, that's how you get all those other people in front of more eyes, is basically have a headlining match.
Yeah, I'm saying that's
awesome.
Impressive.
Yeah.
75-minute match.
Yeah. But I mean,
at like a house show.
Like I said, plenty of these guys that are independent wrestlers that we
or
watch,
gals.
But mostly I'm talking about guys.
Really? Because we're talking about a women's match at the moment.
What is wrong with you tonight?
They believe in the women enough to give them 75 minutes, Eric.
Oh, God.
Feels like you're being a little judgmental.
I'm not being judgmental.
They made herstory, Eric. They made herstory.
I'm not being judgmental.
Sorry, go ahead. What else happened at this event?
No, I'm not talking.
The fellas.
No.
Or what happens at this Rise?
I'm saying that a lot of the
company.
Guys that we watch on the independent wrestling still wrestle in front of 50 people
the
at
Royal
gyms.
We.
Oh, God damn it. I quit. I'm over it. It's so terrible. Still
go
no,
ahead.
Still no work. No, I've tried three times. I'm saying that you can't judge it by who watches it because guys like Cody and Villain and all these Bullet Club guys, the Young Bucks still wrestle in front of 50 people sometimes.
Oh,
they
no, I understand. I've conceded
shows.
That point.
Okay. You. Then that's all I'm saying.
That's why I said earlier, like, I've moved on to the facts. I just didn't admit I was wrong because I was, it's too much ego. That's why I wear the glasses now.
Turn it off, Mom. He's picking on me. Come on. Come on, I'm not judgmental. That's a lie.
By the way, should it be judgmental or disappointed Cena fan? I was thinking about that.
Disappointed guy is this guy.
Okay, so judgmental yeah. Cena fan. If you guys didn't see that was from something we'll talk about here
turned
shortly.
Off.
Yeah, I remember on a delay over here.
Oh, yeah.
So, no, but I'm conceding that to you that, okay, whatever. But Rise, so tell us
about
Rise.
I don't know a ton about Rise. I'm just, all I wanted to talk about is these two women in a match that Mercedes Martinez, who's been on the Mae Young Classic, faces Tessa Blanchard for 75 minutes. A lot of people say Tessa Blanchard has gotten her spot because she was, you know, so-and-so's son, and it's not fair, and she hasn't earned it. You wrestle 75 minutes, and people aren't bored with it? Because Brett and Sean had a hard time keeping everyone interested for an hour. And
yeah.
That's two of the greatest of all time. To have them and have everything I've read about it be positive, it's pretty freaking impressive.
Especially in nowadays.
Yeah, when we have three minute time spans or
yeah,
attention spans.
I will say, though, it's an interesting choice for third out the gate on the show of the promotion you don't know a lot about, of a match you didn't see but heard about.
Rise is a developmental women's wrestling organization based
so
in Hawaii.
So that is just gals.
Yes.
Oh, but okay. All right, so...
You derailed the conversation 9 times and blaming me for not knowing about what was going on.
Still no word on where Crown Jewel will be.
They say there's going to be an announcement after...
Crown Jewel? It was in Saudi Arabia.
We got you.
That's our announcement.
What if they do it and then don't even announce? I had another argument for why they should go, and if I wish so badly.
I still don't think they should. And I've read all the reports how they might lose up to $16 million. Whoa. Whoa.
I just don't think, you know, that guy's that important.
No. The journalist?
Yeah, I mean.
It's killing a journalist, period, though. It's what it represents and stands for. It's killing the press. Murdering the press. Can't do that.
In your consulate.
Yeah, like the government. It'd be like if the American government murdered a reporter. Right. It doesn't matter who the reporter is. If they're a reporter and they get murdered by a government,
right?
You can't really like, okay, so what if I murdered reporters and was like, yeah, come to my house?
I wouldn't.
There you go. Think of me as Saudi Arabia. Think of you as Vince McMahon.
No.
He doesn't have the grapefruits for that.
It's on camera. They're not going to murder them.
What? This shit was on camera. They dressed the dude up in his clothes. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah, they dressed the dude up in his clothes.
And made him walk out.
Yeah.
So they had
That's video pretty shady.
Of him walking out.
Yeah. All right.
I didn't know him.
Okay. Can we get judgmental Cena fan?
I'm not judgmental. I'm the opposite.
Disappointed.
You guys are the judgmental ones.
Yeah, judgmental murder.
Yeah.
I'll take that one.
That's okay.
Well, you know who, but you know why? You know why it's it's disappointed Cena fan for this one? Because Cena doesn't want to go either.
Yep.
Then don't take him.
Or Brian.
That kid's not going.
Or Brian.
Good. Then let's get good matches instead.
Or Corey Graves.
Oh, perfect. You didn't want to see Styles versus Brian?
Yeah. The dream match that you were talking about 2 weeks ago?
No. Let me guess. Am I going to see a lot of running knees and Brian getting hurt for a long
you
time?
You were talking about
back?
This 2 weeks
you
ago.
Just had us watch an NXT match that was nothing but knees.
Knees and punches.
You saw one knee from Roderick Strong and you just said
I
nothing
like
but
five.
Knees.
Five.
It's just. Yeah, no, I don't care. I just thought it was really interesting that they're still not saying anything. And they said there'd be an announcement today, but probably not before SmackDown goes off the air because of the time difference. I don't understand.
Unless
that
they
meant.
Announce it during SmackDown.
Wait, the time difference for
Saudi Arabia? Yeah, that's what I don't know what that was, but that's what I read.
We're going to give ourselves some more time.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. So.
It's like when I tell people, like, oh, yeah, like he doesn't live here. He lives there. He's just waiting you to go back, cycle through, and come back and try to figure it out. Charlotte Becky fight at the Performance Center. I didn't see this.
I didn't see it either.
So it was on Twitter. They were both.
I like that though.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, Charlotte went down there and then like Becky said something about like you're going to the place I already am and just beat the shit out of
her. Is this them trying to now kind of steal and compete with the Elite? Bullet Club, that stuff.
Just doing stuff
with these social media segments off camera.
No, because it's not like Elite created that. It's not like they
is murdering your family at the moment.
I know. It's not like they invented that. I mean, they've been doing those cut-ins on the cameras forever. I mean, that's not new.
No. But I'm saying, okay, it's not new.
WWE.com has had clips like this for years now.
Where people are attacking, but where they just... No, WWE.com has had clips, but it's usually a promo or something like that. They haven't had where there's an attack at the Performance Center.
There hasn't been an attack on being the Elite. No, there's been a murder.
Okay, yeah. I just mean as far as like, okay, so... Did you see, like, okay, this has had enough attention, he got made aware of it. Usually the WWE.com clips aren't. They aren't progressing storylines. They're just kind of bonuses to an already established storyline.
Yeah.
And while this is too, it's at least an attack. It's a physical confrontation. They don't do that a whole lot.
Okay.
And that feels like, because it's using social media to show, it's not just people talking shit back and forth. There's actual fight, right?
Yeah.
If you want a more direct line correlation to what the Elite's doing, I would say Mustafa Ali in 205. He's constantly doing those little videos
of course. Yeah.
Yeah. You know that one.
Who doesn't know about that?
Exactly. Constantly doing those. No, I just think it's great. I think a last swimming standing match between those two is going to be awesome. I like the storyline keeping going. They've kept it going for months. I'm not bored with it. Little shit like that makes me really excited. So I'm all the way into it. I don't know what they're going to do to go further with it. I mean, if you do an attack at the Performance Center and then you have a last woman standing match, that kind of feels like it's going
to
be the end of
it. Yeah, that'll be the blow off. It has to be.
Yeah. I don't know if there's
like
anything.
Like one of them will get injured.
Right.
Air quotes.
Right.
And then Brad. They'll, where'd Brad go? All right, I guess we're going to talk about some Raw stuff.
Well, before we do that, howdy, folks. Good old JR here. How you doing there, Fireball Eric?
I'm fine.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
How do you like to pour beer?
I just open a bottle and pour it into a glass.
You're doing it wrong, my friend.
Okay.
How do you like to eat a banana?
Well, I generally peel it.
How do you peel it?
With my hand.
From where?
The top.
Yeah, see, you're doing it wrong there too, my friend. Did you know that? You know that's a real thing. If you take a banana and you just pop off the bottom part of it, it automatically peels itself. That's kind of like bottoms up beer, Eric. It leaves your hands free if you're a bartender to take money, make other drinks, you know, put some barbecue sauce on that ribs.
Hmm.
I like ribs.
Yeah, I noticed.
Yeah, I like ribs.
I used to really love JR. He was like a hero of mine at one point.
Yeah.
I kind of hate him now.
Oh, why is that? Is that because I took your girl because you were waiting in line with a traditional tap and I went over to the bottoms upside?
Yeah.
That's right. Daryl, take your girl and call me Mr. Steal Your Girl.
Who does? Who
bottoms
calls,
up.
Who calls you that?
Bottoms up.
Okay.
They call me good old JR Mr. Steal Your Girl Ross.
That does a very long name.
That's actually my new barbecue sauce. Steal your girl's sauce.
What does it taste like? What does it taste like?
Tastes like your girl. glitter and Baby Bath and Body Works lotion and teriyaki. It's always teriyaki. Every one of my sauces. That sauce may say mesquite, but it's teriyaki mesquite. Even if it says no teriyaki included, we include it anyways.
Okay, so bottoms up beer is good.
Bottoms up beer is delicious. It's delicious. Beers never taste so good as when it's fast and it's stealing your girl.
Oh, okay.
Bottoms up beer.
The beer steals your girl.
Draft beer, warp speed.
Anyways,
I'm going to go try to find King Bong style. Hit him up.
Okay, all great. Right.
See you later, JR.
I don't like him.
Yeah.
I was a huge JR guy.
Yeah, like back in the day, like. He's broken in half. Like,
I bet he's going to ask what he missed. Ooh. Hold on. Hey.
Hey.
You had a pee?
Yeah.
Cool. Nothing happened. So, how about Truth TV with Vince?
What? We're going Truth back to Raw. TV. We're going to Raw.
We're going to Raw.
Yeah.
You said make sure
yeah,
we don't.
Yeah, no, he argued it against me.
I had a good point.
No, you didn't.
Nothing that happened here was any more important than everything that happened.
It just happened before it, chronologically in time in the world.
Exactly. I thought we didn't want to be the just review recap show. We're going to be the fun show that's not afraid to go out.
When you have an argument, but you don't make any
points. Hey, when did that women's match happen, by the way? When did that women's match happen that we did third? When did that happen, chronologically? Was it before or after SmackDown 1000?
It was after.
Oh, okay. So we're just bouncing all around here. Raw stuff. We've talked about Roman's announcement. We don't need to talk about Finn and Lashley, although you were kind of no, let me ask you this.
I want to talk about Finn.
I saw your tweet of did I just see the small
Stop,
guy?
Wait, real quick. I know what you're going to say, but I want to give how cool is it? We all talk about how Finn's getting buried. He's not getting the push, and he's not. Who did they trust to come out after all that shit?
Oh, no.
Finn Balor.
Well, even the. Who was it? Somebody tweeted at Cody Rhodes about being at a house show and Finn Balor opening the house show and how that's the whole thing. And Cody was like, nah, that's actually one of the most important spots.
You're trusted to get
because I mean, and honestly, though, it's not like comedy. It's not like an MC.
No.
Because an MC is just, you're there just to get them warmed up, and a good MC can do, like, it's like a good MC.
Yeah.
It's like a good MC.
Because an MC is also on stage the whole time.
A shitty MC can still be beneficial because it's just a body going up and talking.
But a good MC can change the show.
But a good MC changes the show. But in wrestling, I feel like you can't just be
no
a shitty body's going out. You have to be able to entertain.
New Japan, when Roppongi 3K opened that show, and I was like, I get what they're doing here. It's not the most exciting tag team in the world or whatever. Not the best tag team in the world. But the song's hot. They are good at what they do. They come out. They get moving. It works. So Finn Balor opening all these things, that's the man they trusted. And look at the lineup they had of all these other people that were there or wrestled that night. There's a lot of big names on there. They trust Finn Balor with that. And Finn Balor's checks are still cashing. You don't have to be a champion to make money in this. You know what I mean? We think that. We want our certain guys to be champions.
I think I think a lot of people have more to do with the fact that for a while he wasn't doing anything. He wasn't even opening matches. He was coming out midway through losing and doing
the
all that.
The Bray thing also. They tried it and then it
got
Mike,
you saw the actual match. You saw it as, holy cow, did I just watch the little guy?
Yeah.
Now, but let me ask you this, because I saw a thing on it. It was maybe Bleach Report or somewhere else. Yeah, I think it might have been the Beast Incarnate, Eric Beaston. Eric was Eric the Beast thing incarnate beasted.
Yeah,
gotcha.
So he wrote, but yeah, Finn got the win, but did it come across as Finn like getting a win over this bigger opponent, or was it the like the nerd got what you know got over on the cocky jock? Like
that's exactly
tortoise in the hair.
I don't, but that doesn't mean a thing to me. That does not bother me. That's okay. That's how you have to win if you're the little guy. I mean, that's how you win. You don't win by overpowering the big guy. Like you.
Well, they said fluky. It came across as fluky as opposed to him. Because, I mean, no, because theoretically, though, he should be able to beat him. Not, yeah. He'd not knock him out overpowering, but he should be able to beat him with, like, hitting the
coup de grace.
Yeah, the bourgeois.
Well, Daniel Bryan has a title match coming up at the next pay-per-view because he had a fluky win over The Miz. You know what I mean? Did you say that was a bad win? Like, I don't know.
I personally don't care.
Yeah, I don't either.
I think when somebody from like the head of the company, Road Dogg Jesse James, comes out and says wins and losses don't mean shit.
Yeah.
We as fans should go, you know, wins and losses probably really don't mean shit.
When did he say that?
Oh, it was like a year or two ago.
Yeah.
They do matter. That's a lie, though. They do matter. Wins and losses matter.
No, they don't in the grand scheme of things because they're both still getting paid.
Dude, okay. But it's like that in sports, too, to be honest. So here's the thing. Let me ask you this. If LeBron doesn't win another championship in his prime here, but wins, like, carries a team and wins one more for L.A., is his legacy the guy who lost in the finals all those times, or is his legacy the guy that won three titles with three teams and brought L.A. back a championship after the Kobe era towards the end of his career, blah, 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 brought a title to his hometown? Do they remember the wins, or do they really remember the losses?
I think they remember him as a guy who had unbelievably talented co-stars on his teams and then complained when they didn't win. I think that's what they'll remember him for. A guy who had pretty much the best collection
he's
of
only
talent
been
every
a
single
favorite
year he's played.
In
every
one
single
finals.
Years he's played.
He's only been a favorite in one finals ever, which means he's always been going against better teams.
No, he's never had a
he's
bad
always
team.
Been
he's never been on a bad team. He's always had great talent around him.
Do you realize
like old
last
man Mike Miller? Great
hold
talent.
On, hold on.
Dwayne Wade.
Well, first of all, no. Yeah, that he teams.
You name
no,
guy,
here's,
name
here's the
guy.
Option you go with. Do you know last year
how good that team was? How
hold
incredibly
on,
good that team
his
was.
Second,
but all these whiners and people that don't understand the sport of basketball and they just like LeBron because he pisses people off, who aren't even real fans of the game, sit there and go, "Well, LeBron didn't have any help.
Hold
he
on.
Had nothing but help. He had five excellent players on
his
team with
second
him.
Best
it's unfucking believable that anyone could argue the fact that LeBron didn't have unbelievable talent every year he's been in the NBA and has given up. He's not good enough to win. He has no clutch. Gene, he's not a good player, so he loses all these titles because he's a pussy. He's the Peyton Manning of basketball.
I agree, Peyton Manning with all that. His second best player last year didn't know the score at the end of game one of the finals.
That was his sixth best player last year, but go ahead.
J.R. Smith?
J.R. Smith was
in the
sixth,
playoffs
at that
point?
At
that point.
Sixth best player on that team.
Behind who?
Tristan Thompson? Yeah,
nah,
really good.
He was right in the thick of the Kardashian curse.
No, I know, but if he would have been playing with any other star who could make people better, he would be better. If he didn't have LeBron saddled to his back, he'd be a better player. Mm. That's the problem. When you have a ball hog who can't shoot and can't play, it's hard to win games. They've won in
He's
spite
won
of LeBron.
Three titles.
In spite of LeBron. They've won in spite of LeBron.
I don't know. You didn't see game six against Boston, 2012.
Yeah, he hogged the ball and could have won by 14, but he won by two instead because he just kept shooting. He's dog shit.
Man,
dog
we
shit.
Have found a nerve with you.
He might be he might be a top 20 point power forward in the league right now. Maybe. Maybe.
Oh, I kind of want to stop the show and hear you're 19.
I'm just sick of the argument. We hear it on SportsCenter, so we just believe it. Oh, the team's not good enough. He has to carry these guys. But if you really watch the games and understand basketball.
I had a point that related to wrestling.
That he's built. Exactly what he's wanted around him, and he can't do it. And then he whines and complains that everyone else fucked up when it's really him. He's gutted three cities. He's a piece of garbage person. I hate him. I hate him. I hate his
Can we get judgmental Cena fan?
Oh, I had it up.
I mean, he also established the mark like at a city for Cleveland. Like they didn't have shit until he was there, and then he
and
also
he
brought the championship.
Them. And then he gutted them and twice.
You mean he left under his own free will as
yes.
a human being?
Yes.
Okay.
To make more money and right. win championships,
and did
Wait,
it in the most
to make less
absolutely
money.
Obnoxious,
to absolutely make less
and
money,
terrible way
to absolutely make less.
Oh,
money.
And he gives back.
By the way,
to
he's
the
never
city.
Been paid his value.
Gives back Ever. To the city.
He's never
every
been
year.
Paid his value due to
being
the hard
wrong,
cap in the NBA.
Being wrong and saying it a lot is fine. Go ahead, keep talking. You guys are wrong. I'm right.
Go look at what he what his value does to a market he plays in. And mm-hmm. tell me if he's been paid fairly by the NBA. But tell me if $30 million a year is even fair for what he brings.
Yeah, but if every rule gets changed for a guy and then he's allowed
kinda
to
like,
get...
Kind of like Michael Jordan.
No, Michael Jordan didn't. He got fouled and got punched in the head by the Pistons for years.
And then they outlawed hand checking.
The number one clip that everyone knows about Michael Jordan is when he pushes dude from the Suns.
From the Jazz. Brian Russell.
Yeah, when he mm-hmm. pushes him on an inbound
Brian Russell doesn't let that shit go either.
I wouldn't either.
Byron Russell?
Sorry, Byron Russell.
I watch basketball, so I know.
Is Byron Russell the Marty Jannetty of the NBA?
I was going to say Jeff Hornacek.
No, he is. Byron Russell is. Because, like, Jordan, you know, Jordan's the greatest and everything else. Jordan's another sexy boy. And he's got, like, Phil Jackson carrying a mirror for him.
Wouldn't that make Pippen the Marty Jannetty then?
No. Pippen was like Triple H.
Oh, because he won championships.
Okay.
It doesn't quite add up in the analogy, but it's funny when you think about Byron Russell.
The Rockers won championships.
No, it's funny. No, they didn't.
Never won tag team titles. Right, it is Byron Russell.
And that's why if you think about Byron Russell going and doing like VFW Halls Wrestling, drunk trying to hit on moms.
Right.
Yeah, no, it's okay to be wrong.
I agree.
But Will Chamberlain has one of the greatest quotes of all time, which is, yeah, Jordan's good. They changed the rules to help him. They changed them to stop me.
Real quick, is Leo Rush wearing on anyone else?
I think that's the point.
Well,
that's
no.
That's the point. That's,
no, it
if
is.
If he's going to be heel, you got to wear on
No,
people.
It is,
you
but
gotta,
I get what he's saying. But it's the same yeah. heelish shtick.
But I think it's that's the same.
So you, but yeah,
that's
but,
the point.
It's the same three sayings.
Correct.
Like,
does it bother the shit out of you? Does
absolutely.
It drive you nuts?
Absolutely. I mute my...
Not me, I still find it funny. But I'm like that. I can listen. Like, he's a dude that I just think sounds funny, so I can listen. Chappelle's the same way.
So it's working.
I can listen to Chappelle say anything.
They want me to turn it off?
They want you to hate him.
No, they want me to turn it off, because that's what it makes me do.
You said you didn't. You said you muted it.
Right.
That still counts as a rating.
But then I also don't hear the commentary.
Correct.
Don't hear any storyline development.
Correct. So it's working.
I feel like the news of the big dog has hit the show, because we are very hostile.
It's working. That's the point of it. That's
no,
you
I
hate,
get that.
You hate Stephanie McMahon
I get
McMahon
that,
for
but I also
years?
Get what he's
did
saying.
Did you boo the shit out of Stephanie McMahon? And she says, she's terrible, that she grates on me.
Not on me, but I like that stuff.
But a lot of people did, right?
I get that's, it. Yeah, like, no, 100%. But
supposed to hate it. Because everyone loved Leo Rush when he came out. You can't have people cheering him. He's got to be.
Why not? They've done that all the time. They do that all the time.
Oh, my God.
Elias.
Do you understand what their point is? They're trying to make him a heel, so they make him so grating that you can't. Like,
I get that,
right,
but why is it the point? Why do they do that with him and not other people? Like, that's what
I don't
he's
know.
Saying.
That's not the type of heat you want. You're not going to get Vicky Guerrero heat on Leo Rush.
Apparently you are. You're
nah, I can agree. You can. He's got. He just have to be annoying. I could get that heat.
Yeah, a lot of. Yes.
I do on this show every week.
Yes. You did 13 minutes ago.
Yeah. I'm the one that caused all the hostility. Yes. By dare, speaking of thou who wish shall not be named on this show anymore.
No, I was more upset about the women's match thing.
I
was trying to make a point. You kept derailing me. Going, oh, you don't know anything. I agreed. I want to talk about something different.
I never said you don't know anything.
Ruby Riott defeats Sasha.
I just said what you knew.
Whatever.
It sets up the match for Evolution.
Yeah. That's the oldest trope they do. It's just.
What did you think of the DX Brothers of Destruction stuff? Are you kind of with the whole, it's like, we get it? Because nothing
know
new
how
happened.
I feel about this. I'm so bored with
so
it.
So you're against the. Are you against the nostalgia as a whole?
No.
Or just overdone?
No. I. You did your nostalgia. Why stretch it? Like, bring other people back. Like,
but like, I also had this conversation Friday. Like, at some point, this isn't going to be nostalgia. Like, the average age of the fan doesn't remember DX.
Ooh, yeah, yeah.
But also, what I was going to say, it's just the show.
Like, John Cena kid doesn't remember DX and the Brothers of Destruction.
Although, this kid, I went to a SmackDown once where this kid was naming off, like, Coco Beware and shit. He was five. Like, what is happening?
But the average...
That's because his parent, who's like 40,
Right. The average fan doesn't care.
Like, think about it. Like, it'd be like if in like the mid-2000s, they were bringing back George the Animal Steel versus Junkyard Dog, which would have been difficult.
I think both ways, actually, on that one. So with
or
both-
like now, they're like... we're going to bring back, Lou Thesz.
Yeah.
And who's Bruno Sammartino. When they did that on WWE
difficult.
2K one time, I was like, who the fuck is playing with these guys?
Also, Triple H mispronounced where Kane is the governor of.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. He's the governor of Knox County, Tennessee, and he said Knoxville.
Yeah.
They're two different places,
they
Triple
sure
H. Millions of dollars.
So,
by the way, though, that was, I thought, I will say this, though. I thought that was a really good promo. Like, I like Triple H's promo. You didn't like that when he's just, like, going into the basement
so
of the mayor's office?
Rush, I skipped through those promos. They're so boring.
Oh, see, I thought it was funny.
The Taker stuff.
No, that I did. But actually, no. I didn't fast forward. I watched. But I think that Triple H is still really good on the damn mic.
Yeah, I mean, the promo was decent, but
he's actually gotten better. Yeah, I feel like he's gotten better at editing himself, because he used to be way more like some. I hate to say, but some of those Punk promos with him, like, they started to get so cheesy when they were trying to really brand Pipe Bomb and stuff like that. That's when it was like, oh, this does not feel natural anymore, which loses a lot.
Was the whole point of it? So when Brock Lesnar and Goldberg, they were starting that back up around this time that we were watching. Like, when that happened, I didn't like Goldberg at all, but I was like, okay, I get it. Bring back a dream match. That's cool. Do it. But then they did it for 6 months. You know what I mean? Like, that's my problem with it. If you wanted to have Undertaker versus Triple H and eventually it was going to be a tag match, why keep stretching this? But again, the problem is they don't know how to market these things yet, these super showdowns and these crown jewel things yet.
So they have to go with...
So they're not knowing what they're doing, almost, I want to say. Because the thing I think is nice about this nostalgia stuff, it's not headlining... TLC, Survivor Series, Money in the Bank. You know, it's not headlining those. It's headlining.
It's almost like its own thing.
So I have less of a problem with that, because you have 3 hours to fill, or 5 hours to fill, or 7 hours, or 8 hours to fill. We talked about that.
But I mean, it's also just a televised house show.
Well, and
So that's why they're letting that stuff happen on the televised house show and not Survivor.
Not anymore, though.
But it's also bleeding over into my Raw.
It's on Raw, but not on pay per views. My point is, Raw is for all those things. The thing I had a problem with is that it ends up being Brock and Goldberg for the title at Mania, when KO held the belt all year.
Yeah.
And you took it off of him three weeks beforehand.
It's like what Punk said
with Rock. The same thing. So that's my point. If it's a house show and they do a Goldberg versus...
The thing is, it's not becoming a house show anymore. They don't do this many title matches and stuff like that at house
show. They do. Every house show is five title matches.
But they've been exchanging titles and stuff, haven't they? Or am I crazy?
I think one...
Super Showdown had a title.
A Cruiserweight. That was it. Okay. It's not a house show. You're right. It is a pay-per-view. But my point is, they are limiting this stuff to those.
Yeah.
So.
But do you think.
And Raw. And I mean, like, but.
But it's, well, no, it's not like they're doing the. So they're not doing the. At least I will say this about these rivalries. I'm refreshed by the fact that I don't have to see the mixed up tag match and singles matches of HBK versus Kane 1 week.
Yes.
You know, I hate all that.
At least they're saving it for
the worst. I
just talked about
that last
thing with Ruby Riott and Sasha. Yeah.
Yeah. It's so, I'm so dumb
with
that.
You have all these other wrestlers that you could have them have matches with. And if they don't have a match on the paper, you have them beat them that week.
Do you think they're obvious? I think obviously what they're doing is they don't trust these markets to be currently following the product really, or like, right? Because they're going, we need to go after the guys that are going to get the casual general fans.
Which is normally what they wait for Mania for, but now they're doing it year round.
Well,
yeah.
Because of these markets. So they know in the U.S. they could do that at Mania and it's expected, right? But they're not going to do it too much outside of that, because they know that the fans here are going to be following the product and they can track them.
Yeah.
But that's something you remember as opposed to the norm. Whereas if these shows, they're looking at it as, ooh, we need to get the broadest demographic guys we can get.
And again, so that's my argument for
Undertaker,
not liking it. I don't mind
DX.
Them doing it at these shows. I really don't mind them doing it at these shows. I just don't care. Don't expect me to care is all.
I think
that's my point.
Like, to me, it's like, well, I would actually be okay with DX doing some stuff, because honestly, I mean, Michaels looks to be in okay shape, and Hunter is
They haven't
ripped
been
still.
DX since the first time.
I understand that, but at least they're both in pretty good shape. It's hard for me to believe Taker and Kane are going to legitimately give those guys a good fight.
I bet
they both go after Michaels or something, or they both.
Kane and Triple H could have a better match than any of these other four in the ring.
Probably.
I think Kane is probably in better.
Although
ring shape,
I think Michaels and Triple H could still have a good match. If Michaels is
in shape, I don't know if he's in ring shape. Like, there's a different thing.
I feel like
thing.
A dude for like that is just. I feel like that's one of those. He's one of the very few guys where something doesn't leave. Because look, when he came back from the however long
the
it was.
The back surgery or whatever, the back
stuff.
And
he was good enough, they put the title on him almost immediately.
They shouldn't have. But I
all right, so we have Elias. What do you think? So we have another turn. By the way, it's the night of turns.
I didn't know if you guys, that's what I wanted to add. I didn't know if you guys were going to mention that was a face turn.
Of course it was.
Is it going to keep going?
I think so.
Yeah, I do too. Kind
of. I mean, it'll go as long.
Fill the void.
Yeah.
You need, so you lose your biggest face. Now you gotta, you don't have
elevate, like, someone else, and then Elias has to take up the second. Because
Strowman's the next guy.
Yeah, Strowman's gonna be a face.
But he, well, I think he's gonna be a face for this. But I think then you can turn him back heel because you, Strowman and Elias works. Elias looks formidable enough to keep up.
I just want, I think a lot of people are waiting for the Rollins and Strowman or the Balor and Strowman title match at some point.
That's, well, the Daniel and Goliath.
Yeah.
Or David and Goliath.
David and Goliath. I got giddy last night. I know during the leukemia stuff I shouldn't have been giddy, but when I thought about the idea of having a WWE heading into a Mania that's headlined by The Miz, Elias, Becky Lynch, who else did I say?
You're adorable. It's like you haven't watched this product for years.
I know.
You think those bums are going to headline my biggest event?
Oh, Rollins.
Give me The Rock on the phone.
Yeah.
Somebody call up Austin. Yeah. Where's Foley?
It's been long enough. Hogan can come back.
That's true.
There's a savage around.
Yeah. No, Vince. He's gone.
I've blocked him on my Google searches after he fucked my daughter.
Is that true?
He's the one that gave this family the HIV.
No, wait, what?
Yeah. Little known fact.
Yeah. I mean, not little known fact.
Macho?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's not as well known that he gave us the HIV.
Yeah.
I didn't hear about that. That's a good point. I didn't hear about
it. Yeah.
So, yeah, good little match.
Yeah. How about a WrestleMania headline by Cena versus Cena? Just put a mirror out there.
John versus Juan.
Give me the guy. Hey, everybody wants to give Finn a chance. He can hold the mirror for Cena. I think he's quick enough to pull it off. Finn, it's the greatest role of your life.
I know.
You're playing
other
Cena. The one that you really can't see.
When do we get to do our...
Unless you're looking from a certain angle.
When do we get to do our way too far away predicting Mania show?
Do it now. What's your main event right now?
Miz versus Daniel Bryan.
I'm going Cena versus Strowman.
Strowman versus Lesnar.
By the way, all these could all be matches and be main events because they have like 12.
Yeah. Yeah, right. No.
I was thinking
what,
like,
closes the show?
I'm going Strowman and Cena.
Okay. And you're going Strowman and Lesnar.
Wait, you're going Miz, Daniel Bryan to close the show. Yep. We have it documented, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
What
so
time is it?
We're talking about Elias. 7:12. We've got
7:12. We've got 30 minutes to get through the rest of this to get to the
which will be easy.
Yeah.
So, what did you think of the Elias face turn? Are you on board with it?
Yeah.
Is he still going to be the same?
I don't know
that's
what they're going to do.
Because, like, I mean, I remember when
he had
Day,
nuclear heat 3 weeks ago.
Here's the difference. Here's the difference between him and a lot of these guys. These gimmick guys, the Bobby Roods, the who else are we talking about just a little bit ago?
Shinsuke.
The guy can go. Like, Elias looks good in the ring. I really like his moveset. I like what he does in the ring. I think he's going to have interesting matches.
My thing is, okay, so New Day has been able, they're all three are able, but there was a time where they were, because they were trying, they were faces, and you're way more boxed in as a face. It's like being
a
clean comic.
But you get your credit by being a heel first.
No, I know, but I'm saying, but there was a time where I lost a little bit of interest in New Day just because they're faces, so they're not able to be as.
Okay.
The promo, like, because, dude, we used to almost every week go back over the New Day's promos and how great they were and everything else. And then when you're a face, you don't get to be as biting. So you lose a little bit of that.
So
no, I'm not saying
better, so you got to be better.
No, well, and they were, and they were able to pull some things out, but it's not quite the same as when a dude gets to, because you're like me, you love heels.
I do,
because
it's so much
more,
easier. We talked about how much easier it is.
It's more entertaining.
Yeah, I would rather have Elias talk shit about the local basketball team than watch John Cena.
But
than watch John Cena cut another "I'm not going to give up" promo.
You're definitely right. You're definitely right. Here's the argument just popped into my head. How long can he keep doing? He's been to every town at least twice now.
Okay.
He's done this circuit, but it's the same. Like, how long is that going
to
last?
John Cena used to do it as well.
The heel stuff, I'm saying. The making fun of the town. He's done it in every city twice now.
John Cena wrote like 19 freestyle raps about the Big Show.
Okay. And then he stopped eventually.
Yeah, when his character completely changed.
Right. That's what we're talking about.
So Elias is not going to come out and do a song.
I don't know.
And do that whole
thing. We don't know.
I mean, he has to change.
Yeah.
He might not come out and sit.
All I'm saying is eventually things move on.
Dude, what
was the problem with, we kept saying with Rusev, is there something else to go to here? I love the Elias stuff. I've loved it for years, but now maybe it's just the natural time to move on from it and do something else.
Would the worst thing though be like for him to go out and do positive songs? About like the town, like that's gonna be corny.
It could be funny as shit, though. I think the guy's a good performer. I think
I'll figure it out.
Here's what I'm saying. I'm betting on Elias right now. I'm betting. I've seen enough from him to say I think whatever happens is gonna be good.
Yeah.
All right.
And again, it could be way wrong.
So,
but
the Rousey Bella's contract signing. What did you think of that?
I thought that was the best. I like that more than other stuff.
Well, yeah, because it didn't end in the cliche fight. It was smart. They went the opposite way.
So I liked it. Yeah. I didn't love it. I liked it.
Ronda's closing was perfect.
I thought
for
so
that.
Too. I thought it was pretty good. That's the first.
I think she's the goat.
She's not the goat. See, now you're gonna make me battle the other way that I don't even want to.
Let me ask you this. Did you guys see the Instagram post?
No.
No.
About the horse women?
No.
Something about if you don't know the blah, blah, blah's name, you better learn. Like they're coming type thing.
Can Heyman lead them? I just want Heyman to lead them so bad.
And he could do all the talking.
No.
All of it.
Oh my God. Could you imagine if Rhonda
doesn't have
Shayna,
to talk anymore?
Yeah.
Didn't have to talk.
Although she's getting pretty good at it.
No, she's not.
She did a UFC contract signing thing last night. That's the exact same thing you would say at a press conference.
But I'm saying her promos regardless lately. Like, no, here's the thing. So you're only judging her against this. People do this with comics all the time.
Yes. And
you're judging her against the greats.
Correct.
I'm saying from where she started to where she's at now.
Nope, doesn't
rapid
mean anything.
Growth.
Doesn't mean anything.
No,
being NXT.
She's better.
Than being NXT.
She's better.
She's too big of a draw for
NXT,
man.
Correct. But you can't argue both sides.
But so is Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar doesn't talk.
He doesn't need to talk.
He laughs at ghost jokes. That's what he does.
No, I'm not saying it won't be good for her. I'm just saying give her credit on how far she's
come. She has improved, but last night's promo was literally what she would say at a UFC press conference.
Okay, because that's how she's been billing herself, as she's the UFC fighter coming to kick
all
their asses.
We're all saying it's okay.
Correct.
We're all saying it's pretty good.
But
it's
that doesn't work when you go against someone who can actually cut promos.
And you keep saying GOAT. That's the problem. So you're making us argue against the greats. You're making us do that. If you just want to say she's doing pretty good, no one here is going to argue with that.
Well, no, but
it's
okay.
Pretty good.
But I feel like you have to learn on this show we're a comedy.
I know.
We're in a show, so I'm not being.
It's just
a,
hard to argue.
I like to say it because I like to see you go, she's not the GOAT. She's not the GOAT. Nope.
And
not.
I love that you do that.
But
then
I think, I've said the funny part, so we move on, and I go, well, give her credit on a better promo. You're like, no, she's not the greatest of all time, which is your literal argument that I'm holding you to.
Paul promos.
Like, seriously. Okay, so.
No, Paul. Paul, we skipped over the Paul promo real quick. Because
we already talked about it.
But just to say, why isn't he teaching people how to do promos? I got to think he is.
I don't think he
is. I know
is.
You said that comment about how there is no other Dusty. I think there are running classes there still. They're not doing not doing promo classes in NXT.
Right, but is Paul Heyman the one teaching
them? I bet you he's down there. I don't think he's there every day in and day out, but I bet you he's down there. He has nothing else to do. He gets paid by the company. There's nothing else for him to do most of the time. I bet you he's down there more than you
think. Do you
I
think
bet
for like a midterm they have to prepare like a thesis for a promo? Yeah.
The studying of Jake Snake Roberts, I can't see promo.
Did everyone get their item sheet and pick up their coconut for this week? that's on your item sheet. You needed to have one coconut. And bring one for the teacher for the class.
Or maybe he's doing it on the main roster. Maybe when he's there in the building, maybe he's going to, hey, send me, let's do your promo. Right. What do you think? Maybe he's writing something. I mean, I guarantee you don't have a guy like that on your payroll and not have him be doing something with promos. Like, or maybe he says, I'm not giving this away for free. This is my draw.
No, I mean, I think if you make everyone else around you better.
I know. Like, I agree.
I think that's
like
the,
LeBron.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, he made Mo Williams an all-star. All right, so we had the four-way match. Yeah, fuck, we're not even talking about that.
Nope.
There's nothing.
There's nothing to talk
so
about.
So now we move on.
So let's
the
break this in two.
The most meme-orific moment of the night.
Let's break it in two.
Okay. So
hell of a match.
We knew that was going to happen.
Right. The match was amazing.
Yeah. It was a better than expected match between four guys that I thought I couldn't.
Was it the match or the atmosphere around the match?
No.
The match was good.
Or does it add to it?
It added to it because those guys, I thought I couldn't watch another one of their matches. I just couldn't care again. I go, when I saw that promo, I go, are you fucking serious? Again, every week it's this match. Every single week it's this match. And then I go, Oh, I was watching every second of it. I mean,
last week on
Raw,
it was six segments between
those six guys.
Is the reason, so is what happened at the end of the match the reason Roman didn't come, like, down with him?
No.
No, Roman left.
Roman left.
I understand he did, but, I mean, is the, like...
No, Roman's gone. Ahead of time. Nope, Roman's gone. You gotta...
Because, see, well, to me, like, if you... So, let's say they didn't do Okay, we could... If they didn't do the turn...
Yeah.
Like how we're like, well, no, we could reveal to the audience in case they didn't watch the thing they're watching a recap of.
They're going to watch this live chat, but not watch
Raw.
Watch Raw, yeah.
But, no, like, so if they didn't do the turn...
Okay.
You could have had... And they were going to do the win?
Yes.
I mean, that would have been the moment to go for, right? Roman accompanies them the way the Shield comes down one last time.
Totally. You could have done that. But
then, so I'm saying, was that maybe option two?
No.
So you think no option,
because once you do that promo at the top and you move on after, now I know they kept bringing it back, showing what happened, but in the world of what we're seeing, like in the ring, Roman's not there. You go on. This is
even if he's sitting in gorilla position.
It's post Roman. Now you got to have him not be on TV the rest of the night.
So are we going to have, what would it be? So we'd have, and we already have the Dark Times, BR, before Roman.
Before Roman.
Yeah.
Would it be DR?
During
Roman? And then AR, after Roman?
No, because they didn't do that when that one guy was born. Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah. So it would just be AR. So this is just AR.
Yeah.
So the entire reign of Roman is its own thing. Okay.
But also, I was thinking about this. There's a
the
lot
golden
of...
era is what I think we should call it.
Yeah.
The rock and wrestling era.
There's a lot of layers that got added to that after Roman. Like if that turn just happened.
Well, no, that's because they were all wearing chest protectors in support of him. So there's a lot of layers.
I got it.
Because they wear chest protectors as the shield. No,
fuck
all
me.
Three of
fuck
them.
Me
yeah, fuck
and,
me.
And notice Dean took his off symbolically, a lot like another great LeBron when he would take off the jersey of the city he was playing for before he would. Go reward the next town,
mm-hmm.
like the lone sheriff he is.
Okay, cool.
So, what do you think of the turn? Like, it was perfect, right?
It was great because I was just last week saying I don't think they're going to do it, and I don't know if after this week they could have pulled it off.
Were they forced to do it early?
No, I think what happened was we don't know. We don't know all this backstage stuff. I don't like talking about that stuff because we don't know.
Here's what I think
was supposed to happen. We had the Shield reunion last year, right? Moving into, I think it was Survivor Series.
It was October because it was the Raw we were at where Bayley became the GOAT.
Yes. Bayley's the GOAT.
Yeah. Different kind of GOAT.
The GOAT.
So you
had them building, and then Dean gets hurt. And then, first, Roman gets, MRSA or whatever it was last time?
Oh, no. It was diverticulitis.
No, that was Brock at diverticulitis.
Okay.
Remember Roman, Bray Wyatt, and a couple other guys got diagnosed with some weird disease last year?
What?
And they were all missing shows. MRSA, wasn't
it was,
MRSA?
No, it was a stomach thing, I think.
I thought it was like a flu, a really bad flu kind of thing. Regardless, he's going to look it up. So
I bet it was the
No,
hip.
It wasn't the hip. It definitely wasn't the hip.
That's
I don't know why
what
I
took Roman
hip.
Out
As
now.
Soon as he put his hand to the mic, I go, oh, I should have said it's not the hip. before this right here, I know, oh, shit, I missed. I'm too late. He already went to the mic. So Roman was out first, right? So he had to and then it's Kurt Angle with them instead of Roman with them. And then
measles?
Dean gets hurt. Sure, maybe it was measles.
It was before TLC. I'm pulling it up.
Okay. So yeah, it was TLC, right, not Survivor Series. But what I'm saying is you had all these things planned when they all, when it was
That's
all
sick,
going
yeah.
on. And then Dean comes back, and then I think they wanted to pull the trigger on it. There was going to be a heel turn.
Well, they've been teasing
Mania.
It.
I think it was going to be supposed to be.
Oh yeah,
I think it's supposed to be Dean versus Seth last year at Mania.
Meningitis.
Wait, but weren't you the one that said was it last week?
Yeah.
You didn't think they were ever going
to
do it.
I didn't think so, and that's why. That's what. Do you not listen to me when I'm telling you? Don't you just think about the next thing you're going to say?
No, I was listening.
I just said right before I got into that part, I go, it had to be this week now. So they missed their opportunity.
Okay,
they missed their opportunity
Sorry,
months
I
ago.
I didn't hear that part because I was trying to think of what
the
hell that was.
They missed their opportunity months ago because it didn't work out. So they had to because I think it was supposed to be Seth versus Dean last year at Mania is what I think was going to happen. Maybe. That could have worked. And then that's why Triple H stepped in that or whatever. No, who did Seth? It was the triple threat. That's why that all happened. He had to get the Intercontinental titles, the tag titles, blah, blah, blah. I think we're seeing right now because they gave him the belts back before the heel turn that this is the storyline they already had written out last year because they were tag title champs or they were tag champs. When he got hurt, right? Or
They were in the picture.
I thought they had the belts. Yeah, because Jordan took the belt. He was a champion without winning, I think.
Yeah.
I think. So I think this is just the – now we're just going to get the storyline we were going to get last year. So I don't think it was rushed because of the Roman thing. I think they go, oh, we can actually do the thing we wanted to do before now. Like, we can actually do it now. I think this teasing thing, I don't – that's a dumb thing to say too, though, because obviously if they were teasing it like this, there had to be
– there had to be a payoff.
Yeah, so –
as I'm saying, like, you're kind of arguing both sides. Yeah, they're not doing it, but they wanted to do it quicker, and they were going to do it. That's where I was confused. So one thing is, now, like you had to do this.
Yeah.
They didn't
have to do it. I don't think they had
no,
to do
No, I mean, as far as,
to
like,
make it effective, they had to do it.
They had to do it at some point, because right. you know WWE, you can't literally be in a tag team longer. It's like the opposite of, was it common law?
Yeah, right.
Marriage, like, if you're in a tag team for longer than 7 years, you're officially now not a tag team anymore. You're
when did that start?
Fighting.
Because we had the Legion of Doom forever. We had Demolition forever. We had
Bushwhackers
forever. You had the Quebecers forever.
The Legion of Doom kind of had a little bit of a split.
When?
At the very least, they had the time where, like, Hawk was getting drunk and
when
climbing up on the Titantron and Animal was, like, sick of him and shit. You don't remember that? Oh, no. You don't remember Alcoholic Hawk?
Yeah.
Alcoholic.
That's not bad.
Like, alcohol kick.
You're good there.
Alcoholic.
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 It took him one try. You know what? You're more like a machine gun. You just and he's more like a sniper.
I just thought nonsense.
He's like gonna wait. He's gonna wait. He's only gonna kill one guy, but he's gonna definitely.
He was getting drunk and climbing the
Titantron.
You're gonna
clip a bunch of guys. Just I don't remember that. Sorry, I don't remember that.
But I'm trying to think, has there ever been a tag team that they haven't split? Because even Demolition, like, when Axe left, they had it as them splitting off, like, turning
the Headbangers.
Yeah, I don't think they had a big blow-off split. Yeah.
The Bushwhackers might be the only other ones I can think of. Or, like, the Rougeau brothers.
I bet there's a bunch that we're talking about big time. Because I bet there's
think about the Heart Foundation, I guess, maybe
Midnight
they split
Express.
Amicably.
Right, that's what
But
I don't know why they don't do more
others,
of that. I don't
but
know,
there's others
that's
that
That's what
didn't.
We kept saying about the New Day for me, is, like,
just let it end peacefully.
Yeah.
And with Kofi retiring and bringing in.
I keep trying to push Kofi out the door, but he doesn't seem like he needs to go.
I know.
I keep writing all these storylines for Kofi to be gone, like, have one last run. But he might have 15 years left.
And
I
hate when people do that to athletes.
Yeah, and that's what
I hate
doing.
When anyone tells anyone to stop doing
what
they want.
I'm not telling them. I just keep doing it in my head. Yeah, I keep writing these storylines. Like, who's going to get into the ladder match, the Money in the Bank match? I go, well, it should be Kofi. And maybe he could even win it and get one last title. And then they can do it three different ways. One, Big E can backstab him and take the title from him in a match or blah, blah. You know, like all these. Like,
and the whole time Kofi's looking at you back, what you mean one last time?
Yeah, you mean.
Well, that's the like, I mean, we're still kind of doing it. Because if you haven't noticed, on this show, shit comes to fruition that we just kind of
you're damn right.
talk about.
Well, it's the things that we say aren't going to happen. That's what's
well, no, no.
What
well, yeah, happen. Maybe. Because the magic used to be, I mean, me and you were claiming women superstars long before.
Nice.
They got rid of the Divas term.
Is it, I don't want to ruin a greatest segment for later, like a few
For
a few weeks from now.
Oh, okay. No, we'll preview it.
But I'm saying, because I think Razor Ramon is the guy they say who's the best who never held a world title.
Oh, but like a world title. Okay.
Kofi's up there.
I mean, Perfect's always up there.
Perfect, too. Jake the Snake, right?
Yep. Rude.
Rick Rude. But Kofi.
Yeah.
He's at every other title a
Kofi.
Lot.
Because, hell, even, Xavier could get to that point. He'll be another one like that.
No, I don't put, I mean, and I like Xavier. I'm on the side of, I think he's really good at what he does, but I think he's lucky to be as high as he is with his shorties. I mean, that's the lead. I mean, he's not a necessarily high flyer like Kofi was.
Who's in the modern era then, aside from Kofi?
It's,
who has that? Because it feels like they give everybody, like, a round with the belt. Like, who's been around for, let's say, over 5 years? Has to be over 5 years. Because obviously, like, Corbin hasn't had
so one. Rusev, but he's not Kofi. But Rusev hasn't had a world title. He's only had one title match.
Cesaro
is my number. That's who it is. It's Cesaro. Cesaro came in and should have, like, He almost won it three times in the first
two
years.
Dude, they put him with Heyman.
And that was the time that was the time they were cycling that belt with Jack Swagger and Alberto Del Rio.
Oh,
and
the fact that
Sheamus
Swagger
and
Del Rio are multi-time champions.
Right, and Cesaro should have been a part of that rotation of getting the belt.
But then he said four ropes. Between these four ropes.
Four ropes.
They said that. They said that's what killed his entire push was because they got beat. No, they said it became made fun of so much and people were chanting it so much. I don't know if that's true because it's like, well, look at all the other shit that they will ignore.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Although it also makes sense. Like, it shows, hey, you botched. Well, but then they put him with Heyman. But then,
he was a Heyman guy.
How did Heyman? Why did Heyman? I want to get to the bottom of that.
Didn't that all turn into Punk? That's why?
Yeah.
It all became Punk.
He went from.
No, that was post-Punk.
Had, it was post-Punk?
Yeah, because it was after WrestleMania 30.
Axel, right?
It was after WrestleMania 30. And he won that Andre the Giant Battle Royal where he threw.
Was he a Heyman guy when he did that?
It was the next night. Heyman introduced him as a Paul Heyman guy. And that lasted, I think, 3 weeks.
Huh. No, more than three. I'm sure it was more than 3 weeks.
I mean, it was not long, dude.
It was him and Curtis Axel were his only two guys at that time, right?
I don't remember.
Yeah, that's where the Heyman guy shirt came
from. Brock.
But Brock wasn't around as much? Is that why?
He just beat The Undertaker the night before.
And all three of them were his guys?
Well, I know Cesaro. I'm almost certain it was the night after WrestleMania 30 because I'm pretty sure it was the night after he won that Battle Royal because everybody's like, oh, they're going to give Cesaro the big push because he's with Heyman. And then he was like,
and then and then we found out that there's absolutely nothing to do with that Andre the Giant Battle Royal that gives you a push. Yeah.
For Loco Ropo.
All right, we don't have much time. We should really talk about.
Hold on, we got 15
we should talk
minutes.
About,
we're
we should
moving
probably,
into SmackDown.
We should probably get into SmackDown. And talk about, I mean, it was SmackDown. Oh, Jesus Christ.
SmackDown 1000.
I just wait for it. It's going to be terrible.
SmackDown.
JR's coming back. Just don't worry about it. Hurry up, JR. We don't have much time. SmackDown 1000, I thought was a good show. I was really into it. All right. So I really liked SmackDown. Truth TV was good.
It's
not JR. Oh, God damn it.
It's me, Jim Cornette.
That seems like the same voice.
The fighter of the fucking Republicans.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm here to tell you about Don't Tell Comedy.
Oh, good. I know
they're
that.
Liberal.
Yeah.
No fucking Republicans at the shows.
Well, that's not true. But
possibly
I mean,
because you find out the day of it's a secret comedy show for non-Republicans.
No, but I mean, there's Republicans can go. They're not, everyone's allowed. Like, they
no,
don't.
Fuck the Republicans.
Okay.
Don't tell comedy. Don't tell anyone about it, but follow them on social media.
Totally.
Book a show.
Yeah, we do actually.
Don't tell anyone you did unless they're a fucking Republican. They're already listening.
If you're in the Indianapolis area and you'd like to book a comedy show, please.
In January.
In January. No, actually, November. Mid-November we have one coming up, too.
So
if anyone's interested in mid-November and you're a liberal, please get a hold of the show. We would love to book a show. Don't tell comedy show.
Fucking Republicans.
No, I mean, but we will let Republicans buy tickets. No problem.
I'm going to go put pee in Republicans' beers at the bar.
Nope. Nope, you bring your own beer, so he can't do that. So you can bring your own drinks. At WrestleMania Pod on Twitter, at A Hard Pass on Twitter, let us know. We'd love to book a show at your house or business or backyard or in your pool that's drained. Anything.
Speaking of pools drained.
Oh.
Yeah, long
back.
Pee, cool.
Welcome back, Brad.
Okay.
Oh, my God, who is this insane person?
Yeah, that's
Jim Cornette stopped by.
Here a minute. That's Jim Cornette. Oh, that is old Jim.
Don't let him do this.
James, that's what I call
You're
him.
You're better than this. He doesn't. He knows.
All right.
Best segment of all time, Truth TV with Vince.
I know. It almost felt.
It was.
It almost felt like the white man condescending.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but that's his whole thing.
What, do you want me to dance?
Dance break.
You want me to dance? Sure, of course you want to dance. You people love to dance.
Rich Swann dances. Name a black guy who's not been a dancer for Vince. Like, a dancer or a thug.
Hey,
like,
but
or a full-blown
let's
thug.
Speed Apollo up this Cruz. Segment. I don't want to be out
Apollo
here
Cruz.
Too long.
And how old
Bobby
is
Lashley.
That guy?
Bobby Lashley.
Bobby Lashley is a better answer.
You're both Apollo talking over the bit.
I know, but it's a terrible bit.
I just didn't want to catch sickle cell.
I know. I get it. Cause
I didn't want to be in the ring too long because he's black.
Yeah, I get it.
And they have sickle cell.
Totally.
I have HIV.
I know.
That's a white man's disease.
You don't want both?
Nah.
The HIV is very prevalent.
The HIV is like the cocaine of diseases.
African American community, isn't it? Like,
it's like the cocaine of diseases. You got to be rich and white.
Pretty sure that's just like it affects. Yeah, okay. Anyway, so you didn't like the segment. I liked the segment a lot.
No, I mean, it was fine.
I just like truth. I just thought it was very bold. I thought it was very, very bold. for them to start that SmackDown 1000 with Truth TV.
Well, no, I like the way they did it with him being like, over the years.
Yeah, the 1000th episode of yes, Truth TV. Yes.
That's pretty good.
That was good. Well, of course it was good. It was Truth.
Okay, I want to hang on though. I want to. Okay, so that was great. But if we're gonna hurry up, I want to move on to Usos defeat Brian AJ.
Hell of a match too. Hold on.
I am so, so exhausted of this formula of
good guys
together.
Two
good guys. Yeah. So we've got to have them accidentally bump into each other a few times. Who is a somebody? I think it was either Punk or somebody used to be like kind of like, yeah, dude, come on, really? Like, I hate that because it's just like, oh my god, it's
well, Punk
so
said that.
Formulaic.
Punk said that when he was doing a contract signing one time, didn't he? He's like, oh, are we gonna get in a fight?
Yeah,
like every, yeah.
But it's just so formulaic.
Well, they did it with Shinsuke and AJ last
Why
year.
Why can't it just be?
They did it with Shinsuke and AJ last yeah. year. Same guy.
But at least one. At least then they were turning one of them heel at the time, right?
No,
that wasn't was, that when they were turning
oh, right,
Shinsuke?
Right.
Yeah, because he started low blowing people.
But that wasn't Till Mania. But that wasn't. They did the same formula. It was.
But but this is the formula. They're not going to do the same formula because neither of these guys are going to turn heel.
No. You're arguing the wrong thing. They is the same formula because up until Mania.
No, I get that. But I'm saying, at least with that, you saw. Well, Shinsuke's going to turn heel in this.
No.
Like,
as they didn't give
you
any.
Saw that.
No.
As it progressed.
No.
You didn't think when he was giving low blows, you're like,
he didn't give a low blow till Mania.
I know, but that is through. I'm saying they're starting off the same way. I give you, but at least with that,
it never progressed with Shinsuke before Mania.
It was just the bump.
I understand
in the tag
that,
match.
But as you were watching it through beyond Mania, we're not. You know for a fact they're not going to turn Brian or AJ heel.
You, what are you talking about, man? We're talking about this is before a pay per view. This is the formula is doing this before a pay per view. Two good guys wrestling on a tag team together before the pay per view. That's what we're talking about.
And I'm saying though,
what happens after has nothing to do with it. We're talking
for
about
what
this
I'm
formula.
Talking about, it does.
I disagree. I disagree.
How is that possible?
Am I? You need to tell us who's wrong here.
You're arguing two different points.
I know that my point is. So I agree. Like it's very formulaic till then, but I'm saying I don't. I'm exhausted with this because it feels like it's they. At least with Shinsuke, they did it, and it made sense to turn him heel later on.
Wrong.
Eventually, it made sense.
Nothing what they did Nothing they did beforehand had anything to do with the heel turn.
But it ended up being a part of it. No, it didn't.
Nothing he did before the pay-per-view had anything to do with the heel
turn. I'm talking about the... I'm not saying, like... I'm not saying it's exactly the same.
Right. I'm saying it is the same. I'm saying you brought up this formula.
But this feels
more. The exact
this
thing
feels more forced
year.
Because neither of these guys are turning heel. They're just having arguments with each other, and one of them is just going to get annoyed so that they can have one guy. You know what I mean? So
they
create animosity.
They don't do a heel turn every time they use this formula.
No. But I'm saying, and that's I'd prefer at least when they do the heel turn, it's like, well, at least something came out of it. This is just forced so that they have fake animosity. That's what I'm saying. At least with Shinsuke and AJ, it eventually became real animosity. This is just fake animosity, so these guys aren't going into a match two good guys
with
who don't
no
have
story.
An issue with each other.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? At least that other one became a bigger
week.
Part of a storyline later on. This is not going to go anywhere.
You're right. I'm just saying the formula happens a lot, and it happened last year with AJ with another good guy
but it,
wrestling together.
I mean, it happens
before the pay-per-view. That was my point.
It's not just AJ, though.
No, I know. It's everybody. I'm just I'm just pointing out that it did happen last year with AJ. He's the same champion with another good guy, the only other top face in the company at the time. You know.
Okay, so now you guys are arguing the same point.
Yeah.
That's how the show works.
Okay. Good talk. Moving on.
I want you to re-listen to that.
Oh, probably.
Yeah.
That would require. I've already viewed once on as we're going. Isn't that enough?
Luckily, The Miz defeated Rusev, so we don't have any non-Americans in the World
that is
Cup.
So weird.
It's really weird.
You can't call the World Cup.
Only one person is under 38 years old.
Yeah, I know.
Wouldn't it be like if they were just like...
Wait, The Miz is 38?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. He's been around forever.
Wouldn't it just be like if the real soccer World Cup was like, ah, you ready for the Final Four? It's Canada, America, Alaska, and Texas.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait, what's my point about... because there is Canadian basketball teams now, but the Super Bowl... Isn't one of them called the World Championship?
Well, the NBA is the World Championship.
But that's before they had Canadian teams, right? They still call it the World Championship,
obviously. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that's is a
they thing call the Super Bowl the World Championship Football. We're the only country
the
that
World
plays
Series.
It.
Series.
What's that?
The World Series.
World Series. There, but there is
no,
Canadian
but to be fair,
teams.
Half the Cuban players are here anyways.
Yeah. Right, but are but they playing any teams from Japan?
Yeah, they're not. Yeah.
Ichiro was on a few teams.
No, that's not how that works. You don't just get to be from the place and then
a representative.
Yeah.
All right, Becky and
the
Charlotte.
The reunion was weird because they've never been on SmackDown. That was a weird time to do that.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
How drunk was Batista?
You think?
Oh my god. Go back and watch. He's the way he walks looks like somebody. I swear to God, it looks like me when I've had to do some sort of like event hosting and I get too drunk before I go up there.
Really?
Man, and maybe it was nerves. Maybe it was nerves.
And also the
I think it was
the
Flair looked more sober.
Yeah.
Wow.
And also the
and when he
you've
talked.
Beaten everyone but me.
It sounded like something a He's drunk guy says.
Beaten Batista.
Oh, he has?
Yes. Clean.
Yeah, but in Pinned like a big match.
Are we sure?
Yeah.
In a big match.
Then they why would they do that promo then?
Because well, because Batista was drunk.
Batista's
yeah, now
drunk.
I get it. Can you
I'm fine.
Okay.
Seriously, okay. So I want you to imagine this, right?
Yeah.
You and I are talking late one night after a night of drinking, okay? Mm-hmm. And we've been having a good time reminiscing about
drink.
Memories. But this in this situation, I do.
Oh, okay, cool.
And
but
we're,
literally,
we're,
you don't.
But yeah, but this is why we're going to the,
gotcha.
The figurative
gotcha.
WrestleMania.
Gotcha.
So this is years after WrestleMania. We're doing a reunion show. We're hanging out. And I'm just, I've had too much to drink. Because now at this point, I am drinking because I'm dealing with the not having WrestleMania in my life for so long.
Or a career.
But we're talking about, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's
right.
Given. I don't have one of those right now, so it's assumed I'm not going to pick one up.
Okay.
So we're talking, and all of a sudden I'm just like, eh, you know what? Yeah.
Yeah, so WrestleMania 21.
Okay. I didn't hear them yell at me about it.
Hold
I didn't
on.
Know. I didn't know they
Hold
ever.
On. I want you to imagine.
Okay.
Do I seem sober or drunk when I talk like this?
Drunk.
Hey, Eric, yeah, I just want to let you know. I mean, you've done everything. You're the man, Eric.
Yeah.
But beat me.
I didn't catch it.
You haven't, you haven't beat me. I mean, you've beaten everyone. Taker, Kane, but not me. You haven't beaten me. Design.
It's just weird they set the camera on him for so long.
I want another run. Guardians 3 isn't a guarantee. I turned into dust last year.
Wasn't the Randy thing even weirder, though?
Oh, with that.
Yeah.
No, I actually thought it was great.
But they
perfectly heal Orton.
But it was good. It's just not what they normally do. Like, it's just not normally their...
I felt like they were... I bet they all four end up in a match together.
It'll actually...
It'll be Batista and Orton
Batista
versus Triple H and Flair.
No, Batista would fight
and
with
then,
Flair.
And then Flair
I'm
will
sorry,
substitute
was that?
His
Batista
daughter.
Won at 21, but there is... I saw a clip of it. It was probably Raw, but Triple H has pinned him clean.
I was talking about big matches.
Only WrestleMania 21 for the championship.
Come on, he can stop by anytime. Okay.
I was just talking about big matches. I mean, I'm an animal, man. You know what I'm saying?
Is this Shinsuke?
No, this is Dave.
Oh no!
Yeah, this is group. This group. I'm saying. You know what they said? They said this Venom movie came out and it'd be all the movies that were out. But I said, you know what it didn't be? It didn't be me. They didn't beat Guardians. They didn't beat Guardians.
Undertaker promo, like I said, was cut off because everyone went long. They said no.
Undertaker's a good guy.
Nope, it was a bad promo.
You know, rest in peace. But
we
guess,
got the bar
guess who's never rest in peace?
I dug Man. That.
I'm awake, Taker. That's right. You better. No. I have not been killed. I am fine. I am fine. Give me my keys.
Never mind. Give me four more Batista bombs.
Wait a minute. All this stuff is bullshit. The Ray comeback, the bar
bullshit.
Winning, all this shit. Becky's promo on the cutting edge. I don't like myself.
Yeah, sober up for that one.
Love myself.
That was amazing.
That was a goat promo.
That's when you start to wonder how your Aunt Becky hasn't found a good man.
I know. She deserves one.
Fuck yeah, she does.
Jesus.
I'll be your man.
Holding the title up high. I just...
You have the god. Oh, you were talking about the title. I was like, you can't be her man because you got the goddess. I'm single, Becky. If you don't mind paying for everything and moving me and my kid in,
Oh,
what a good pitch.
Hot announcement for SmackDown. AJ Styles and Daniel Bryan join forces again to take on the Usos.
Even hotter announcement. We'll be watching the first hour right here.
Right here.
With it on mute to fulfill our streaming duties to Twitch.
No, we can't say that.
Yeah, no, I just can't.
I mean, we can't do that and leave it blank.
Gotcha.
We're saying we have to do an extra hour of programming so that we can fulfill our duties. Not just leave a stream up.
Yeah.
We have to.
We'll be here.
We did 15 minutes beforehand.
Yeah, just we already talked about this.
Oh, God, it's going to be so boring.
I don't have anything to do. I love the show. Oh, we got 3 minutes to get through Evolution.
I watched the matches.
We got actually 2 minutes to get through Evolution. Rousey versus Bella.
It'll take 7 minutes.
You need like 1 minute to get through this. This is, I mean.
Not to mention, I guess we could theoretically keep the greatest segment going into the entrance of SmackDown.
Yeah.
You're going to have to sit through that.
Stay tuned for reaction.
But I do want to get to it earlier than that, so go ahead.
So I don't know who this Jenny is. Jenny? God, that sounds. I don't know who this Jenny is.
Jenny.
To the bottom there, Jenny. I don't know this damn Jenny.
Oh, who is that?
I don't know.
I'm pulling it up.
But I like, so Rhea Ripley, you have her as champion here. When did that happen? I had no idea that happened.
The NXT KU.
UK championship.
UK.
Women's championship, right?
I was talking about the Kentucky University version.
Is this the NXT Women's UK championship? I mean, it's the Evolution, so I'm assuming so.
NXT UK championship.
You know what this looks like? Did you guys ever study?
Okay, but there is no championship right now. There is no belt.
I mean, that's, but Jenny, I'm not even going to try.
Okay.
So, she's, that's racist
belt.
Too. So she's the,
you were going to say Oriental, weren't you?
No, I wasn't.
You were definitely going to say
Oriental.
I will
tell you after.
I'll tell you later.
Yeah. Dave might have said it.
Dave might have said
But she was the first signee from the Middle East.
Oh, okay.
So that's who that is.
I want to know when Rhea Ripley won the title, because she's the one who was in the match where the girl broke her leg again in the Mae Young Classic. She did it last year. Her popped her knee and then popped her knee again this year, the other knee. And then Rhea Ripley, I don't know when she became champ. I want to know, because I'm a big fan of her. She is.
Also, what I just said is completely
incorrect. You just used all 3 of your minutes asking that question.
She's from London, England.
Gotcha. Kyrie Sane versus Shayna Baszler is going to be great.
Again, the match is going to be amazing.
Okay.
The Riot Squad versus those three
so
is going to be boring.
The bottom half of this looks to me like you ever study a foreign language in high school, but you didn't study and you show up for the test. That's what it looks like. So let's get predictions.
You know, 3 things.
Rousey, Bella.
Rousey.
Rousey.
Becky, Rousey. Charlotte.
Becky.
Trish, Lita, Bliss, Mickey. Or
heels.
Okay.
Yep.
Sasha Bailey, Natalya versus Riot Squad.
Sasha
Bailey.
I'm going Riot Squad. All right, Battle Royal, give
Kyrie
one pick.
Kyrie Sane.
Oh, no, the Battle Royal. We get one pick.
Why are we not going to the other three?
Because he doesn't know who they are.
Gotcha. Tony Storm is going to win.
You give him.
Tony Storm will win the Mae Young final.
I'll go Shayna.
Shira. Oh, well, Shayna Baszler. I'm going Kyrie Sane there, then Tony Storm, then Rhea Ripley. I still want to know when this championship happened.
I guess fuck what me and Fresh Produce think on those 3 matches.
No, you guys don't know who they are.
I'm going with Lo Shirai, and then I am going. I'm going with Jenny.
Tell me I'm wrong.
Going with Jenny.
So this Battle Royal, there is going to be another. There's still 10 women not announced for this pay per view.
Well, we always guess from what we have, or you
I know,
can guess
but you,
the.
But do you know why I think there's another 10 people that are not going to be in the Battle Royal? Just 10 more people on this card. They promised over 50 women would be wrestling on this night, and there's only 40.
Involved.
It said involved. Are you sure?
Yeah.
That Stephanie promo said involved.
Involved.
I think it said performing.
I mean, technically,
but performing
Lillian
is
Garcia singing
so Lillian
the national
Garcia,
anthem.
The two
backstage people.
No. Well, okay.
The two ring announcers.
No. Hold on. What's the tall girl? Beth Phoenix and Renee Young.
Yeah.
Then the two women's referees they have now.
Right.
And JoJo.
Yep.
Lillian Garcia.
Yep.
And then even if you get 2, that's still 8.
So there's 2 people unannounced for this.
Good call.
Or those 2 people are like, hey, it's Mae Young in her hand.
She dead as fuck. You know what? It's probably going to be Dana Brooke.
Is that your call? That's your prediction?
No.
Nope. Locking it in for the PW scorecard.
First of all, it won't be Nia Jax. They never let a big
Mae
person
Young's
win.
Mae Young's dead?
Yeah, right? That's why they named a fucking thing after her.
What? Who's watching after the hand?
Mark.
Mark's alive.
Oh, okay. Do you think though they should like? Do you think they're gonna WWE to try to take care of like you know family? We'll reach out and offer a hand job.
Boo.
Brilliant.
I don't think it's gonna be Asuka, Carmella, or Naomi.
And that job is jerking off talent.
No, Asuka, Carmella, and Naomi have all won.
You were born to do it, kid.
Have all won big. You know.
Remember the stipulation though. Future title match. That is a stipulation for this.
Ember Moon is my pick.
Peyton Royce.
I hope it's Peyton Royce.
Asuka, because I want Asuka to win everything.
I just don't, but I think she already won the Rumble. I don't think
that's gonna... just because you're guilt.
Does anyone think Lana can win this?
A few minutes ago.
Does anyone think Lana can win this?
No.
No.
Good talk.
Yeah, good talk. Is there a chance that an old timer wins?
No, unless it's Michelle McCool.
So who are you picking? Ember Moon?
I want Ember Moon.
I've got Peyton Royce.
And he's got Asuka.
All right. So now it's time for the greatest segment. This week, all right.
No, go ahead.
Okay. I guess usually that when that happens.
Oh, he's got a list.
Oh, okay.
But we do need to talk about who the greatest segment is brought to us by this week.
Oh, Black Label Pro Wrestling, November 3rd, Big Trouble and Little Crown Point, PCO Quebecer, Marco Stunt, Jordan Grace, their champion, will be facing All Ego Ethan Page. The WrestleMania boys will be there. We will be there front row watching some good old independent wrestling.
I'm going to give it 5 stars. Oh, no. It would have gotten 6 if it would have been in Osaka.
Hey, Dave.
Hey. You guys been to Kettle Top?
Yeah.
That's a good place.
Yeah, it is.
I give it 5 stars.
5?
Can't give it 6.
Well, 5's the highest.
I was giving it 6 initially because I thought we were flying right into Osaka, but they said it's the Anderson, Indiana, so 5 stars it is.
What does Kettle Top do? Is it a bar? Is it a brewery?
It's a bar. They host comedy shows.
They do it all?
Yeah. 5 stars.
You know what they do on Tuesdays?
What do they do on
Not
Tuesdays?
Not 6 stars.
Trivia.
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 Like, how many stars does this place give it if it's in Osaka?
Do they have a karaoke night?
6.
Do they have a karaoke night?
I'm sure they do.
Oh, you don't even know? You're doing a promo? You don't even know?
I don't.
You don't even know their whole schedule all the time?
Nope.
What's the bartender's name?
5 stars.
You don't even know?
Starry.
You remember the thing he did earlier to me where he was telling me I didn't know stuff, but yeah. I didn't? Yeah.
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 I give it 5 stars, 6 in Osaka. Kettle Top Brewery. That's how a pro does it. And go check out that wrestling.
Yes, Black Label Pro. We're really excited for it.
I have a closet full of Affliction shirts.
You can cut it off.
None of them bigger than a medium.
You know, wait, so do you know that he wears those?
I do wear them.
Yes.
Who is this he?
Can I talk to Brad?
I'll go see if I can find him.
Thank you.
First place I'm going to look, Osaka.
So terrible. It's the worst thing he does.
No, it's the best
it's
thing
It's the worst
does.
Thing he does to us.
Hey, Brad.
We're your friends and you do that to us.
Who? I do what to who?
Dave does it to us.
Dave? Lando was here?
Yep.
What do you have to say? He's not even Foley Wrestling anymore. What do you have to say?
Something about the Proud Boys. I don't remember.
All right. Well, let's get to the greatest segment.
The greatest segment.
Greatest heel turn.
Can you cut off the Dave thing so we can send that to Black
Label?
Yeah,
all
right,
I
perfect.
Got it.
Who came up with it? You came up with this, Fresh Produce?
I did.
Then
yes.
You go ahead and introduce
so,
it.
So, greatest heel turn. And last night. Events at the end of Raw inspired this.
Sure.
Because that was a very, very well-timed, well-executed heel turn.
And how he hit him and then waited and then went back at him. I liked everything about it. I probably wouldn't put it in my top 10 even though.
I think it's top 10.
You got a top 10?
Yeah.
Do you have a top 10?
Is it the best Shield? Is it the best Shield heel turn?
It's better than Rollins.
Oh, no. I disagree.
And actually, I think Rollins was more unexpected.
Unexpected, shocking, no foreshadowing.
This right. Fringed on the on possibility.
And they had just been to war for the last
and
3 months.
And they teased this a little bit.
Yeah.
But that one, they were in the middle of fighting the Authority.
Yeah.
Right.
In the moment, I think it was very, very good.
I think it's more impactful than Rollins is.
Disagree,
For a fan base. No way for a fan base that's not more impactful. This one feels worse.
Well, hold on. Before we do this, let's get to the greatest. I want to hear, because we actually have the one that we said is the best, and the same idea. You have one, too. So.
Well, I narrowed it down to 10.
Okay. Give us your 10, and we'll get to your one. But I have a feeling you're going to hit ours on the way. Yeah. That's why I wanted to do that first. But go ahead.
So I wrote, because I wrote the Festival of Friends.
No, that'll be interesting to see. It was a heel turn.
No,
healer.
Yeah, sure. Can I do my whole 10?
Yeah, and then I'll tell you how wrong you are.
I have it broken into four categories.
7 minutes.
The most shocking, and I'll get the one out of the way that no one probably knows about, even though I just talked to you about it. It's that guy right there, Ciampa, turning on Johnny Gargano last year in Chicago. No one saw that coming. They were the DIY team, blah, blah, blah. Set up 2 years of programming because he got hurt. That was shocking. Rollins, I put it as one of my more shocking ones. I don't think anyone saw it coming. I thought it was crazy. My favorite, so personal favorites, HBK through the glass against Marty Jannetty. Jericho turning on HBK, setting up that whole feud. That might be my favorite one. I know Jericho had about 1,000 heel turns in his career.
You may have to limit you to doing just your top 10.
I'll go quicker. Owens on Sami Zayn.
Well,
wait, NXT.
Are these your like top? I want your top 10.
In order?
In order.
So we'll go Ciampa 10.
Okay.
We'll go Rollins. We'll go HBK. We'll go Owens and Sami Zayn 9. We'll go Andre the Giant on Hogan when he turned on him before WrestleMania 3.
Ripped off the cross.
We'll go 8.
Hit him with his Coke nail.
God, this is hard. Triple H on Bryan.
For me, a bump is a mountain.
Triple H on Bryan. Number 6, I think. The double turn. So Brett turning heel.
Stone Cold.
Number 5. That was number 5. We'll go Mr. McMahon. No, we'll go Jericho number 4 on HBK. We'll go Mr. McMahon number 3.
Okay.
Turning on Brett, causing that character. I put that as one of the most important ones ever, though, because it set up Mr. McMahon, set up the entire Attitude Era. Number 2, we'll go HBK through the kicking Marty Jannetty. I think the only possible answer for biggest heel turns, I guess you didn't say biggest, you said best, but unexpected, most impactful, changed the direction of wrestling, Hogan joins the NWO.
I think Jannetty Michaels is bigger, yep. or better, because to me it was
done for a better company and they ran it better.
Well,
I get that.
It was to me way more unexpected than anything. No, I'm not, because if you remember, they were doing the tease of the split, but that segment at the end of it is Brutus had brought them together,
right.
And he thought this was going to be them going on to fight for that. No one saw that super kick coming. It became his finishing move because of it. Then brutality. At that point in time, getting thrown through the plate glass, seeing some blood, although I think it was very minor what you could see.
Yeah.
Like that.
His blood was around, but doing it through
a window.
Yeah.
And then Beefcake selling it. He did a great job.
Did a great job.
Probably the best thing. Is what Beefcake's known for most in his career now at this point?
Well, no, being the Guardian or whatever with the NWO is probably bigger. What was he, the roadie or the Guardian or something? You know what I'm talking about? The long
hair. He was
hair
the guy on drugs bumming money off Hogan.
Exactly.
I don't even know if he was on drugs. I'm just saying
that. But if you're saying that Hogan, anyone saw that coming, that's just not true. Like,
well,
Bobby
Brain gave it away.
No,
is he the third man?
Yes. Perfect, because that's what the brain would say in that situation.
I know. I've had the same argument with Maverick before.
Okay. Yeah, that's what
I still think
he would
say. Don't say anything.
Yeah, you just let it happen.
I don't disagree.
Because Bobby's also always.
So maybe you knew about it 15 seconds before,
not
but you
true.
Didn't know about it.
But okay, so.
So on that same thing, last night the commentators executed it perfectly.
I agree.
They stopped talking.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Yeah.
So.
That's what the difference between WCW and WWE is, what we're talking about. WCW talked
Michaels
right through
and Jannetty also have more history going into that turn.
But Hogan was the history. Hogan, the kids love Hogan.
But also so the Rockers, they split them up when people loved the Rockers.
Yeah,
they
wasn't
were one with
Hulkamania.
Hulkamania was dying. That's why he did it.
It wasn't
because he was getting booed. People were sick of it.
You're not wrong. But tell me about the next 3 years after that and changing the face of wrestling and how we watch wrestling.
Ask Marty Jannetty.
Well,
how those next,
for Marty.
That's what, and Michaels.
Yeah.
Michaels went from being a part of a popular tag team to a guy.
It didn't change the landscape of wrestling, though. It didn't change.
He's still going out today. He became the Heartbreak Kid. He became HBK. Hogan became Hollywood Hogan for a little bit, but what then ended up getting more over when he would come back? If Shawn Michaels comes back as nostalgia, aside from DX, he still uses his same sexy boy theme song.
He's not coming down to the Rockers theme with Marty Jannetty.
No.
Yeah.
Hogan's coming out to Hulkamania.
No, he doesn't, though. No, he comes out to the Hollywood music.
No one
the Hollywood music.
No one ever says no one ever says, well, you're either a Hollywood Hogan or you're a Sting or a Savage. It's either, are you a Michael? Are you an HBK? Or are you a Marty Jannetty? Who's the Marty Jannetty of this situation is a thing.
I've never heard
I've wondered that about this show.
We say that all the time.
You guys. I don't know anyone else who does that.
Oh, that's a thing.
I mean, it
should be.
Marty
Jannetty of something? It has, if, yeah, you're right. If it's not a thing, it has to become one.
God, I bet you... Bet you more people would argue my side, but you make a really compelling argument.
Live show poll. Yeah. More, and let's say, more overall impactful and better heel turn.
I'm setting it for 6 days.
You could also say the Mr. McMahon one is the most impactful because it set up the Mr. McMahon character. It kicked Bret out of the WWE. I mean, it sent Bret off to the WCW. It changed the Attitude Era. It won
good
them.
Good guys
you could,
and
you
bad
could
guys.
Say, you could say, I don't. You could say, or maybe I do. It won the Monday Night War eventually. I think the product won the war. I think losing all those old timers and getting your young guys and
that
getting
put
your
butts
and
in
your
the seats.
Yeah, I know. That was the have you ever heard Tony talk about that?
Probably disgusted with himself.
He got fed the line. And then Eric argues it, but he's like, listen, I got fed the line. I said what I got paid to do a job.
Either way.
I don't think it's a. I think it's business.
I mean,
I don't have a problem.
Even if he said it because he came up with it, like you shouldn't be arguing. Well, no, technically somebody just gave it to me.
Right.
Like, dude, okay, you're in the heat of, you know, they're making fun of your guys. You know, it's what McMahon has always said. Like he respected.
They never lost after that, right? Oh no, that was the first night they won.
After
but then
so
it went
many years.
It went back and forth for a while. Then they took off. Yeah. But without Mr. McMahon, I don't know, because without Mr. McMahon, you have Stone Cold, and Stone Cold was great, but. You don't have Stone Cold.
Well, no, and the Stone Cold thing became huge because of the fact that it was everybody's fantasy to beat up their boss.
Yes.
All right, let's go over to SmackDown, and we will pick this conversation up there.
Okay.
We're going to be live streaming the first hour or so with you. We won't be able to have the volume up, so we'll be watching a muted live version. When do they go to Fox?
By the way, we can have it on like four... On level four, because they can't pick it up on the mics.
Yeah.
Okay.
So whose heel turn was more impactful, HBK on Marty or Hogan joins the NWO?
Yeah.
All
right. I bet you.
And I also think it depends on what eyes you're looking through. You're looking through Marty's eyes. You're like, I know the answer.
Is Marty Jannetty going to... Can someone tweet this poll to Marty
He's
Jannetty?
He's doing porn now.
Remember that...
He's done porn.
Good for him.
Yeah.
No, not good.
Because like, usually it's him doing heroin, I'm pretty sure.
Well, no, I think that's what he gets paid in. I think it's like that kind of,
Do you think, okay, so.
Are we still on?
Yeah.
Okay.
What was the worst, like, botched revenge type, like, you know, so, okay, these two situations remind me a lot of the same. Marty Jannetty, remember when he showed up on Raw and he had a hoodie on or whatever
and
called out Michaels? That thing was very, Virgil.
Yeah, right.
Which was worse?
Virgil.
Virgil, because that was like
well,
to also
you
be
know
fighting
what?
Oppression.
Yes, I think if that storyline happened today or a couple years ago, it would
and
have been.
And because of the amount of time. Like the Jannetty thing was, what, within the year after the turn? The Virgil thing was like an 8-year buildup to he wins by count out, doesn't win a belt, steals the belt, which I don't think it is how it was at the time, which is not a good look.
Is there a way to bring up the Triple H not losing to Booker T in this argument? Like, that was with the two guys you're talking about, like the revenge thing.
Has
Booker.
He not lost to Booker T?
No, but in that WrestleMania, after calling him every black slur he could, then doesn't
like
take the pin.
The huge buildup to it. And then
that's supposed to be the story,
you
right?
You don't get the payoff.
You go you go far like that to get the ass whooping.
Correct. Triple H on Bryan, I think we don't give it enough credit because, like, that was the height of the Yes Movement. And I know, again, with Triple H, Big Show, Jericho, it's hard to ever care about their heel turns because it happens so often.
Much,
but that one with that guy, and then he gets the title. He finally wins the title. And then he turns on him, kicks him in the stomach. Randy gets the title. He doesn't even leave the building with the title that night.
Yeah.
And then it sets up, or I guess it's not the height of the Yes Movement, but it set up like that whole storyline of the Yes Movement. It was his height of popularity. Going into the Yes Movement. That's a big moment.
This.
Yeah.
Is there anybody, and I'm thinking of one person in particular, who could add their name to that top three list there? We have the two. I'm thinking one guy could do it.
On what? Best heel turns? Of?
Or but best, most impactful, biggest. I think there's only one name.
Did I not say it in my list?
That
of
can
10?
No, that can add their name to that list. And I think you know probably who it is.
I don't think he can do it now.
Cena.
Oh, Cena.
A Cena heel turn is going to shatter, unless it's like 15 years from now.
I think now it's too late.
Oh, I don't. I think he's physically still able to go.
I don't think he'll have the hours on television left in his life to make a heel turn mean anything. That's what I think.
If things don't go right in Hollywood, he could.
What makes you think they're not?
I mean, what's been his movie anywhere close to what The Rock did in Hollywood?
Yeah, but The Rock was doing movies for 10 years before he got big.
He was The Rock's first movie was The Scorpion King, which was a big budget sequel to The Mummy.
And how was that? How'd that go for him?
It gave him his own spinoff movie, The Scorpion King.
How'd that movie do?
We need to dump. We're gonna damn it.
Box office mojo.
We don't have our guy.
Yeah, box office mojo.
I just go to Wikipedia.
What do you get from Wikipedia? Oh, here we go. Five times. Oh, too loud.
Uh-oh.
Nope.
Oh, we're stealing content.
Sorry.
All right, we got the. It's good. The new a good day. Way to start. Let's see here.
I thought you were going to say Reigns. Heel turn for Reigns. I don't think he can do a heel turn now. Or if he does,
I am interested in
this. If he comes back from leukemia, beating leukemia, gets cheered, and that same night kicks the shit out of Rollins. Oh.
It made $165 million on a budget of $60
million. Oh, that's pretty good. Which one?
The Scorpion King. Oh. The Rock's first starring role.
That's pretty good.
He's also, by the way, been the, you know, he was like, I mean, he had.
He was the gay dancer in Be Cool, though. How'd that do?
That's okay.
Like, I'm just saying, you're right. You're not wrong for sure.
Because, well, Cena hasn't had a Scorpion King yet. Unless it was a WWE network day or studio.
Holy shit,
thing.
Wait a minute. I totally forgot. That's how little that meant to me. The Big Show. Yeah, I totally forgot.
He was the reason it cost him the title?
Totally forgot that.
Oh, so this is a rematch then.
I totally forgot Big Show was involved last week.
Yeah.
That's how little it meant. Like, yeah, he turns
because it
the
doesn't
most
matter.
Unnecessary heel turns of all time, Big Show by a mile.
1,000 heel turns. Yeah. SmackDown 1,000.
And never seemed to make sense. Not one of them.
No.
I do like the Cena bar with the titles again, though.
Do you think if Cena turns heel now, it's an impactful thing?
Oh, no. I told you in chat when I was out of the room that he's part-time now, so it does not matter. Yes.
But I'm saying he would if he came back.
If he came back full...
Hogan was part-time when he turned heel. Yes, he was. He didn't come back full-time until after the heel turn. He had been gone because he was shooting Thunder and Bear. Remember, because there's on the doc on the Monday Night War thing, he was talking about where he was like, I was supposed to go do this thing and Suburban Commando or something didn't pan out. So
yeah,
you know,
if Cena comes back full-time.
They came back and he's like, I saw that they were going to do the NWO thing, so I came back and said I wanted in.
Yeah, if he comes back full-time, then yeah. He
can... Is it? But does it add its name to that list?
I mean,
Michaels.
It depends
Hogan,
on
Hogan, Cena.
Who's he going to turn on?
No, it couldn't get to the top three.
A kid with cancer.
Roman. He's going to AA a make a wish.
Is Roman finally going to get to meet Cena?
Wait, what?
Is Roman finally going to get to meet Cena?
Oh God, they've wrestled in the past 365 days. So,
I want to see that footage. Don't you want to see that clip of Roman meeting? They should do that to raise awareness, like a research.
I got to go talk to my family.
Okay. Right, you have to explain to them that we might be doing a 10-minute viewing of SmackDown.
Well, 10 minutes?
I thought it was an hour, but I thought this was cleared with you. This feels like this wasn't cleared.
No, it was cleared.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I just need to see them.
Oh, okay.
I'll be right back.
You want to do some kind of sign-off?
We didn't do it for the show.
Because this became the show.
No, this is not part of the show. Knowledge.
Talent.
Production.
Woo!